Hey, podcast listeners. The Journal is excited to announce a brand new podcast series launching Friday, May 19th, called The Future of Everything. On the show, we'll explore how science and technology are revolutionizing everything from business and industry to culture and society. The Future of Everything podcast is sponsored by Slack. Companies all over the world depend on Slack every day to get everything done. Slack, where work happens. We look forward to you joining us as we embark on this exciting new series. So be sure to subscribe now by visiting wsj.com/podcasts or visit the Future of Everything page on your podcast app.
Walmart pulls in the shoppers despite the retail slump.
What's news from the Wall Street Journal? Top stories without the noise.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The world's largest retailer is showing why it's number one. Walmart said its same-store sales rose 1.4% in the first quarter. It is the 11th straight quarterly increase for Walmart, thanks in part to a rise in store foot traffic. The company also benefited from a big rise in e-commerce sales. Joining us to talk about Walmart is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Nassauer. Sarah, other retailers are reporting falling sales, closing stores, declaring bankruptcy, but not Walmart.
Yep, that's right. 2 years ago, people were not sure that that would have been the headline this quarter.
Walmart was struggling back then?
Well, I think in the last 2 years, you know, they have a new CEO, so there's sort of a different, you know, strategy in place and a different crop of officers in place. And my sense is they seem to recognize Amazon as a true threat earlier than many other traditional retailers. Probably many would argue not early enough in the whole scheme of things.
Right.
Amazon gained a lot of ground there with Walmart not doing much to stop them. But they did start to, you know, speak to investors about the need to spend a lot of money to try to actually beat Amazon. At the same time, their stores were not in good shape a few years back. And they also have made inroads into improving them in many ways, and that seems to be helping as well.
So, you know, they reported their quarterly profit. I guess in total dollars, it was just down a bit. So I guess the profit was held back a bit by all these spending initiatives.
Well, that's the trick. The profits are down and continue to be down, and they've told the market that this is happening and this is part of their long-term plan, and they can do that because over 50% of their stock is still owned by the Walton family. So they have some wiggle room to do a long-term plan. But yeah, profits are going to be down for a while because e-commerce is less profitable.
Sarah, what are shoppers buying for the most part? Is it groceries and household items? I mean, you can always get them for a good price at Walmart.
This quarter, yeah, they said that grocery was particularly strong, which is interesting in the context of what's happening in grocery right now. Like other retailers, from department stores to, you know, sports retailers, grocers are also struggling right now. And Walmart has lowered prices on some items strategically and plans to do more of that. And when Walmart, the country's largest grocer, does that, other grocers have to respond. And so that did seem, though, to help Walmart this quarter.
And other grocers have been struggling because of Walmart, I would assume.
Yeah, to some extent. Kroger and the likes have reported lower sales. At the same time, you have some new discounter activity in the grocery space. Lidl, which is a German discount grocer, is opening June 15th, the first store in the U.S., so we'll see how that turns out. But it's something that's definitely on Walmart and Kroger and others' radar.
I'm speaking with Sarah Nassauer of The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to What's News.
You rely on The Wall Street Journal for informed market insights and news coverage. Now let WSJ Wine give you the inside track to the world's smartest wine buys, delivered conveniently to your door. Highlights of your first case include a 99-point Super Tuscan and a gold medal Bordeaux from the exceptional 2015 vintage. Order now to receive over $100 in savings and free shipping. Simply go to wsjwine.com/sip or call 877-WSJ-WINE.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Sarah, Walmart's e-commerce sales rose 63% in the first quarter. That's a huge jump. What are they doing?
Yeah, that's an eye-popping number. You know, so the history of this number to date is they bought Jet.com for $3.3 billion last September and put the founder of Jet.com, Mark Lorry, at the head of their U.S. e-commerce operations. And that's sort of changed the whole tune of what they've been doing. They've been making smaller acquisitions since then. He's been trying new things with shipping, offering free two-day shipping on orders over 35 dollars on Walmart.com. They've, you know, been investing in Jet.com to some extent. So on the call this morning, they said that those that number is mostly, you know, the U.S. business. It does include Jet and the other smaller e-commerce players, but that it's due mainly to the increased interest in, you know, this shipping offer. They're adding pickup online pickup grocery options to many hundreds of stores now. Yeah. That boosted the number quite a bit. So in their explanation, they're just moving much faster.
So is that shipping initiative, that online initiative for shipping, is that rivaling the foot store traffic? Is it just so convenient to order online?
Well, that's the question. I would imagine that some of it is. Walmart has said in the past they sort of see that as a non-issue. They want, if someone leaves Walmart the store, they want them to go to Walmart.com, and so they want to win those sales either way. Of course, the problem is there's not the same margin model associated with both those purchases. So yeah, that's a big question for the retail industry in general.
Well, they're spending money on improving their stores. Are they opening new stores? Is Walmart opening new stores?
Not very money. In the history of Walmart, you know, a lot of their growth came from opening hundreds of stores a year. And they have said in the last year or so, we're going to kind of be at a plateau. They're opening new stores all the time. They're closing a few stores all the time. But in terms of actual growth, they want it to come from more people going to their existing stores and their online activities.
Is Walmart's strength coming in various parts of the country as opposed to others, or is it hard to say?
Hard to say. Walmart in the U.S. is so widely spread that, you know, they have a pretty good footprint. They tend to be somewhat more focused in the Southeast. They have the most stores in Texas, but it's hard to say where, you know, their strength or weakness there.
Sarah Nassauer, The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
The Future of Everything podcast from The Wall Street Journal.
The final frontier is starting to look a lot like the Wild West. Growing numbers of private...
Join reporter Jennifer Strong as she looks ahead. Coming Friday, May 19th.